Well, detailed. If you're asking the question, you know we're banged up. So it's tough. You got to have depth. Guys, this happens every year. So you got to just weather the storm and move on. So it's just a tough time because we're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time. And we need guys to step in with limited practice time and keep going here.
Is that what helps when a guy like Derek Condrey can come up and somebody who was here all last year?
Yeah. I think I've said this before. When you get down to 22 or 23 guys, whatever we kept at the beginning of the year, that's nowhere near your team. It gets to 30 plus, and so we're dipping into that right now, and hopefully we'll get some of these guys back soon. But yeah, for the time being here, it's we're gonna have a lot of regulars out of the lineup.
So what about Fred Alford and stomping the Cardinals win series?
Well, we did it once. Hopefully we can do it here again. And biggest thing for us is we had a lot of success on our penalty kill against a top flight power play in Philly. And their power play was added last night and propelled them to a win. And you have to stop that. And it's not guarantee you a win, but it's going to help your cause. And there's some pretty good players on that other team. And stopping their power play is a big point for us.
Cool. Switching lines and D pairings, mainly out of necessity because of injuries and whatnot. But have you liked what you've seen with different guys and the combinations of guys playing with each other?
Well, it's not ideal when you have a lot of your regulars out, but have guys adapted well? They have. And, fact that we've been together for a little while, there's a little familiarity with everybody. I think that's part of it. But guys are doing whatever they can to win hockey games, and I know we didn't get through that Nashville game, but to come out of 8 out of 10 points on that road trip was big for us. Now we can't hang our hat on that. We got to move forward here with these home games, and it's even more now that different guys are playing with each other, and we just got to make sure that chemistry keeps going.
Mm-hmm. Rightfully so, but he's among the league leaders in the plus minus rating as well. Is that an indication that his overall game is solid?
Well, when you talk about 200-foot players, I'm not sure Cooch's name is going to come up, but he's rounded into a 200-foot player, and you watch him, he back checks hard. He knows where to go in the defensive end. He's just really, his offensive instincts are so good. When there is a sense of danger in the defensive end, he knows when to go and when not to go. And he's, he'll always probably be known for his scoring and his ability to make plays, but he's just does not get enough credit for how much he has evolved a defensive player, because he didn't really have that in his repertoire when he first came in. And he's worked at it, and now it's paying off.
Are you surprised at all that he's kept it going without Stan forcing the lineup, and he's continued to be the sniper that he's always
no.
been?
Yeah, you can put Cooch with just about anybody, and I think he's going to keep rolling. He's that type of player, and just having the likes of a Stamkos with him just made it that much easier for him. But Cooch has always had the ability to find a way, and he will. I'm sure he will again. Good.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.